Iraq's premier, Nouri al-Maliki, has promised a tough crackdown on armed militants in the country. He said anyone involved in setting up militant groups will be brought to justice regardless of who they are. His comments follow a series of attacks by local militants against security personnel and government buildings. Workers around the world use International Labor Day as an opportunity to call for better working conditions. May Day protests in Turkey led to clashes with police in the city of Istanbul. There were also rallies in Spain, Russia, India, Hong Kong, the Philippines, South Korea, and Indonesia. May Day strikes in Greece have disrupted transportation in the country. Ferry and train services have grounded to a halt as unions hold a strike. Thousands of people are now taking part in rallies in central Athens. The main labor unions are protesting unemployment and austerity measures. Bangladeshis have also joined the worldwide May Day rallies. Outraged by last Wednesday's fatal collapse of a factory building, thousands of people marched in the capital, Dhaka, demanding the death penalty for the building's owner. The death toll from the collapse is over 400, with some 150 others still missing. At least one Muslim has been killed and nine others are injured in a fresh round of violence in Myanmar. Extremist Buddhists hurling bricks attacked mosques and Muslim shops and set fire to more than 100 homes in the central city of Akan. Sectarian violence first erupted in Myanmar last year. Local head of Afghanistan's Peace Council has been killed in Helmand province. Mualim Shali Khan was heading to the southern town of Girishk when his convoy came under attack. Two of Shali Khan's guards were also killed in the incident. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. police say they have arrested three more suspects as part of their investigation into April 15 Boston Marathon bombings. Reports say the new suspects are college students who allegedly helped Johar Tsarnaev, who is already in custody. Johar's brother was killed during a manhunt following the attacks. The American IT company IBM has produced what it says is the world's smallest movie, with characters made of single atoms. Called A Boy and His Atom, the stop-motion animation uses a few dozen carbon atoms moved around with a super-sharp needle that can pull atoms to a precisely specified location.